I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The Army Corps of Engineers and the Environmental Protection Agency released the latest revision on what waters are protected under the Environmental Protection Act. The new proposal for the Waters of the United States, or WOTUS provision, would get rid of the Trump-era Navigable Waters Protection Rule, which pulled back protection for many wetlands and streams across the country, and replace it with pre-2015 rules. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack discussed the latest proposed rule regarding the Waters of the U.S. provision and what this may mean for agriculture.
It's not a total redraft of a previous rule. I think it also takes into consideration the court decision, which makes it a little bit different than either the Trump rule or the Obama rule. And obviously, folks are going to have the opportunity to weigh in on this. Our challenge and our job will be to work with producers as they take a look at what they may have to do or not have to do based on compliance and figure out ways in which we can use the tools at USDA to make it easier for them to comply.
The EPA said the action advances the agency's goal of establishing a durable definition of WOTUS that protects public health, the environment, and downstream communities, while also supporting economic opportunity, agriculture, and other industries. The National Corn Growers Association said they are extremely disappointed in the new proposal. The president of the American Farm Bureau released a similar statement saying that the AFBF is disappointed the EPA is returning to an overly complicated interim water rule. The proposal is open to public comment for 60 days. This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.